Howdy, folks. Well, I started the new year off real good. I told a lady I know, I told her that she looked like a million. And I meant every day of it. I'm Pat Buttram here for a delicious double mint chewing gum to bring you just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's just entertainment. And as long as we're off on a new year, it might be a good idea to recapitulate. Re-what? Recapitulate. Who puts words like that in my head? I don't know. Some fellas just can't be satisfied with a little word when there's a big one lying around loose. You ever notice that? Well, I can be stubborn, too. Just for that, I won't recapitulate. Even if I knew what it meant, I wouldn't recapitulate now. Now, what I'll do is explain what just entertainment is. Now, first on the program is me. It is I. That's on account of the... See, that's on account of the verb is entransitive. And boy, those intransitive verbs can really throw you if you don't watch where you're talking. Besides me, well, we've got a band made up of musicians.
Musicians? Oh.
And we've got a quartet consisting of Jack Halloran and three other fellows not otherwise identified. And a girl singer, Miss Paula Richards. Oh, she sings real good. Like this. You know, being a great pointer-outer of things that everybody knows anyway, I will now elucidate on why you should chew double mint gum after every meal. It helps keep your teeth clean and attractive, that's one thing. So in case you've been knowing it without doing it, now you can start chewing it after every meal. Double mint gum, that is. Well, I was down looking at the new automobiles yesterday. Makes you want to trade your old car in for a new model right away, don't it? That's what we're doing. We're trading in our 1941 Ford for a 1942. Yes, fully equipped with side curtains and everything. Now, you can laugh if you want to, but those old cars, they had lots of advantages. Yeah, they talk nowadays about air-conditioned cars. Shucks. Those old cars had real air conditioning. The air came right up through the floorboards. And you didn't have to wait 5 or 10 minutes, for your heater to warm up in the old cars. They didn't have any heaters. Every motorist, he had his own personal heater. Red flannel underwear. In those days, when you bought a new car, you didn't have to pay extra for extras. No, every car came fully equipped. A screwdriver, a monkey wrench, and a bicycle pump. Another thing, you know, I miss the old crank. I don't mean my Uncle Enos. I mean, no, the crank you crank to start the engine, you know. And on the coldest days, you could get up a sweat just cranking. I remember folks used to wait inside the house by the front window while Uncle Enos cranked out there. They never could tell in those days if they was going any place or not. They never knew. Uncle Enos, he'd crank and crank, and after a while, the engine would cough, and Uncle Enos would, real quick, he'd run back to the steering wheel and pull down the throttle and the spark, you know, before the engine changed its mind, sort of. We had one car, though, about, we must have had it about 10 years. The only reason we finally traded it in was because the headlights didn't work out too good. The wicks wore out. Speaking of wore out wicks, the Halloran Quartet are going to wear theirs out right now, singing Makushla.
Makushla, Makushla, your sweet voice is calling, calling me softly again and again. Makushla, Makushla, I hear it pleading. My blue-eyed Makushla, I hear it in vain. Makushla, Makushla, your white arms are reaching. I feel them enfolding, caressing me still. Fling them out from the darkness, my lost love, Makushla. Let them find me and bind me again, if they will. Makushla, Makushla, your red lips are saying that death is a dream and love is foray. Then awaken, Makushla. Awake from your dreaming, my blue-eyed Makushla, awake and to stay.
Wasn't that pretty? That's Bill Cole doing the solo in there. Very fine, fellas. You know, there's a few things we all carry with us all the time. You know, essential things. A key ring and a handkerchief and a little money and a comb and a package of double mint. Now, don't overlook that double mint because, I tell you, double mint means a cool, fresh mouth and a sweet breath. Chewing double mint means clean teeth and, you know, a little lift for your digestion. And it sure helps you get relaxed and stay relaxed, too. And another thing, it takes up hardly any room in your purse or pocket. And it costs very little, believe me. So keep it with you all the time, will you? Delicious double mint chewing gum. Well, that means it's Buttram bonus time. And this being Thursday, I've got a poem. Luther Patrick down in Alabama wrote it, and we Alabama boys, we'd lots rather make up poetry than work, I'll tell you. Anyway, it goes like this. There they are, kids, there they are, cookies in Aunt Jenny's jar. Big or little, square or round, every kind of cookie found. Always on her pantry shelf, just walk right up and help yourself. Vanilla wafers, ginger snaps, any kind to suit you chaps. Finest cookies north or south, melt and crumble in your mouth. Take as many as you will, as always plenty in there still. How this happens, we don't know, but we've always found it so. There they are, kids, there they are. Dear Aunt Jenny's cookie jar. I guess there's something we don't know goes into Aunt Jenny's dough. More than's found in cooking books finds a place in what she cooks. Love and understanding grace, charity, a wholesome trace, faith and peace and brotherhood help to make these cookies good. The journeys to that jar we've made can never from our memories fade. May life itself never move too far from dear Aunt Jenny's cookie jar. Well, that's the Buttram bonus for today. Here's a pretty little cookie. Paula Richards with the quartet to sing Winter Wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman.
Then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married?
We'll say, no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, when you conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Well, we've just about run out of minutes here. But there's still plenty of time left for you to get your double mint. It's mighty good, and it does you good, too. Double mint chewing gum. Well, this is Pat Buttram, and I don't see why anybody should do half a job when, with a little planning, he can avoid even starting it. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.